Here and Daf, Pei Zayin, Amid Beis. We are perhaps two-thirds after the Amid. Mikom Mokim Kashe. That means we have two psukim which speak about the schus that a poel is permitted to eat b'shas melochev. One posik is speaking about a kerem, and that posik, as Al said, could be dafka a kerem, that is, it's chayiv bo'ilalis, so it could be dafka by anovim, the Torah gave, or just like the Torah gave schusim to the aniyim and anovim, the Torah gave schusim in the poilim. Then we had another posik by Koma. So the Gemara understood Koma speaking about Chameshis Haminim. So it could be by Koma, just like the Torah gave Schus and Chalo to the Kahanim. So the Torah also gave, by Tvua, the Torah gave Schusim to the Payalim. But all other Macholim, Kitnias, could be there's no din of a schus that a poel is permitted to eat. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara said, we'll make a ma'atzat. I'll learn out to say, ma'al kerem shekein chayev ba'ilulis is koma yechiyach. Ma'al koma shekein chayev b'chala is a kerem yechiyach. So make a ma'atzat for everything. All gidulei karkis. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'al shneim that there's tzad mizbeach. So maybe you need a mean that is Tzad Mizbeach. So we'll be marbe by Zaysim. By Zaysim, a poyo will have a schus achila. But all other gedulei karke could be that there's no schus achila. That was the Gemara's kasha. Mikol mokim kasha. Ella Omar Shmuel, so now the Gemara falls off. I don't learn out from Kerem, I don't learn out from Komo. Omar ka v'chermesh, l'rabois kol balei chermesh. That the chermesh is coming to tell us that everything that is cut with a chermesh, with a sickle, everything that's cut with a sickle, including kidneys, is a schus of that the poel is permitted to eat. Frag the Gemara, Vahai chermesh miboilei bishas chermesh echel, sheloi bishas chermesh loy seicher. So the Gemara says, the chermesh I need not to be megalad on the meaning that a poel has schusei achila. I need the chermesh to tell us that it means b'shas gmar malach when they're harvesting the tvuim. So then the poel has a schus to eat from the tvuim b'shas chermesh. So how do you know to be marbe from the chermesh kol bale chermesh? So the Gemara says, Ahumi ve'alkal yechol leisitei nafke. No, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says ve'alkal yechol leisitei, that the poel should eat, but he should not put into his keli. So from this we learn out that it's speaking about bizman sha'ato noisein l'seich kelov shel balabayis. So we know that the posik is speaking about Pishas when he's harvesting the tvuah, and he's noisin l'seich kelov shel balabais. I know it's speaking about Pishas gmar meloche. So now the chermesh is miyuter. So the chermesh is coming to tell us all tvuah that is cut with a chermesh, all macholim that is cut with a chermesh, a poel is a schus achila. So now we know kidneys. Kidneys is also cut with a chermesh. Frag de gemore tinech de bal chermesh. Good. So now I know all Gidule karka that is cut with a chermesh, which includes kidneys, vizadin, that a poil is a schus achille, aber the lav bar chermesh minolam, the lav bar chermesh, so Rashi says, kigoin hamoisik bezeisim, vagoider betmorim, these peiris are not taken off with a chermesh. So how do I know by these peiris that a poil has a schus achila? Elo oma Rav Yitzchok, oma kro komo, l'rabois kol bale komo, somehow komo means all gidule karke. So now, from come I know, all gidule karke, a poil has a schus achile. So that's I know, all gidule karke b'shas gmar melach. Frek de gemore v'amret komo, komo de mechaive b'chale. The fakert komo is, we said we would learn how a gzere shove. That comma is speaking only about the Chameshis Haminim. So how can you learn that from comma, kol bale koyme? So most has animili mikame denese chermesh. That means before we had the drash of chermesh, and we're just learning out from keren and comma, so I could say that comma means dafke Chameshis Haminim. But the minute I have chermesh, and I marbe kol bale chermesh, which includes kidneys, so now I don't need a nischayev v'chale. So koma is meisef. Now koma is meisef. Kol bale koma, afilu zeisim, tmorim. So now I know everything. So the Gemara says, "Hashte de nafkelon mi chermesh umikoma." So the whole posik. So now I know chermesh koma. I know all the minim, all gidule karka a poil has a schus achile b'shas k'mar meloche. So why do I need the posik of kisove bekerem reyecho? I learned that everything from chermesh and koma. I don't need kerem. So Moses, Omar Rova lehil chaysof. This whole pasuk is not telling me the meaning that a poil has a schus achila. No, it's telling me the specific halachas that apply by this parasha. Kedusanya, kisavai nemakan bia. V'nema l'holon l'isovei olav ha-shemesh. Ma l'holon b'poyu l'akosu medabur, afkan b'poyu l'akosu medabur. So the kisovei is coming to tell us that we're speaking about a poyu that he's allowed to eat. B'kerem reyecho v'loy b'kerem kusi. That this halacha, that b'kel yecho l'isitei, you're only allowed to eat when you're not allowed to put into a keli, that's kerem reyecho. But if you're working for a goy, you're allowed to come with your keli also, you one for him, one for you, shalom al Yisrael. So there's a miyut, this din that you can't put into your keli is only kerem reyecho. But if you're working for a kusi, you're allowed to, you're not mugbul, you are not mugbul to eat samozoi velkel yecholoi sitein, but you're allowed to come with your keli and you can pit for yourself also. Fact the Gemara, honey chelamandi yomar, gesel kusi osa. If your gesel akum is osa, so the posik is telling me, but zela is osa, but in this chusei poil, that is mugbul, el kel yecholei sitein, it's only mugbul by a yid, not by a goy. I know it's recall the Mishri Poyo, El Man the Yoma Gezel Kusi Mutter, Ashte Gzeila Mutter, you'll have to steal from the goy. Poyo me boy. So what is the pasuk coming to tell us? That the poyo's allowed to put in his keli. Shem Yishamayim. Me'gezel hakom is muta. So the Gemara says, if you hold gezel hakom is also mukila bekerim reyecha v'loy shel hegdish. That if you a poyo is working in a kerim shel hegdish, he's not allowed to eat from the anovit. V'achalto, it says further v'achalto, v'loi maitzeitz, you're only permitted to eat the anovim. You're not allowed to suck out the juice from the anovim. Anovim, v'loi anovim v'dovaracha. That means you're only allowed to eat anovim, but not anovim that are spiced with melach. Let us see Rashi. Zekrashi. Tinech de ba'chermeshu kegoin kitniyes. De la ba'chermesh kegoin hamoisek bezeisen v'hagoyder bitmorim. So how do you know that it's not a ba'chermesh? Moses Bale Koma Hoindim Bekoima Baoretz Akil Bechlau Vamrit Kam Koma de Mechaive Bechalahu Kloima Vokvar Isvina Dikala Mela Bixerishova. We asked before that from Koma we can learn out Xerishova the Bekome Baschala Koi, speaking about a Koma, that's a Baschala. Hani mi li dikele mifrecha hi pirche mikami de darshinen chermesh la rabes kitniyes. Bahashte de darshinen chermesh. So let's all exeire shove. So if kitniyes is also a schus achilas poil, so kochoch you don't need a bar chale. Is rabbi kome la rabes korba le kome. Kerem reyecho, velkel yecho leisitein, but after by reyecho. Avol kerem kusi, if you're working for a kusi, titein, you'll have to put into your cave. Honi, chep lukta ba goizel amachol, v'loi shel hegdish, osa lechem. Hegdish, you're not allowed to eat. V'loi moitzeit hayayin, v'zoyreik, so, a poshit, we can learn Pshat and Rashi that we are giving a heter for a poyel to eat. While working, he's allowed to eat. Fine. So, how much can he eat already? There's a certain amount he can eat. If it'll be moitzitz from the anovim, and there's el vizayrik the chaltanim, so, there's much more for him to eat. So, no. You have to eat v'chalto. You have to eat the whole peri, not a partial peri, and to throw away the rest. V'loy anovim v'dovar acher, litvoil anovim b'melach lemaskon, that means he'll make them spicier, sheyechol harbe, that means v'chalto anovim. But don't make these anovim tastier than they are. So then, fakert. So the Torah is magbol you. You have schusei achile. You have to eat the whole onov. Not to be moitz, it's part of the onov. And to eat the onov the way it is, not to make it tasty, to which will give you an appetite to eat more. So these are all hagbolas in the schus achila of the poyel. Then it says kenaf shecho. What does kenaf shecho mean? Kenefesh shel bala bayis. Tach nafshoi shel poyo. So kenafshecho is going on the Baal HaKerem. So the poyo is like the Baal HaKerem. Ma nafshecho oichel upoto. Ach nefesh shel poyo oichel upoto. Now, let us see Rashi. Ma nafshecho kenafshecho. Ki ilu hein shaloch. That when the poyel is eating it, it's just like when you're eating it. Ma nafshecho oyel oichel upota mina maisa. De loinigmero melachto ila maisa. Lisnan yayin misheyeret leboyer. A poyel oichel upota. Lo yamrinen hoyel od de ba'agrei ochil. Since the poyel is eating this as part of his schiris, that means a poyel has a right, not only is he getting paid for his work, but he acquired schusei achile mishas the work. Al koil de ba'agrei ochil al kolchei shol balabais. Havalei kemekach. U mekach koivas lemaiser avdovo sholoi nigmaro melachtoi. Kiven de zovna achshevei. Now let us just, we're going to get into a sugya in the next omid. Al Kaponim, from the Yesoidis, what Rashi tells us now, Rashi tells us as follows. There is no chiyuv d'oraisim to be mafrish maisres before Gemar Meloch. That means we need Gemar Meloch. Now, what is the Gemar Melocha of Anovim? So, from Rashi it would seem now that the Gemara understood, we're speaking about a Kerem, V'chalta Anovim, we're speaking about that the Kerem is Oymed to make wine out of it. That's what this Kerem is Oymed for. It's not Oymed to eat Anovim alone. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, the loy nigmero melachtoi lemaisa, this nan yayin, mishayered leboyer. So Rashi says, the gemar melocha of yayin is mishayered leboyer. So Rashi learned pshat in the posik, we are speaking about a kerem that's aimed to become yayin. Now if it's aimed to become yayin, so the gemar melocha of these anovim is, Mishayered leboyer. That's the Gemar Melocha of Yai. So, Kozman, it's lo yorad leboyer. It's not chayev b'maisres. Fine. That's one thing. So it's before Gemar Melocha. But now Rashi tells us another sort. Alekeyach is chayev minatoyre b'maisres, afilo before Gemar Melocha. Why? So Rashi says, along this, kivin de zovnei achshevei. So Rashi is telling us two things, the Baal. Number one, Rashi is telling us that the gather of Gemar Meloche is that the chiyuv afroshes meiser is when it becomes choshuv. That means when it's in a unchoshuv stage, there's no chiyuv to give meiser. When it's choshuv, when is it choshuv? By Gemar Meloche. So by anovim that's oimed to make yayin out of them, the chshivus is when it becomes yayin. So before the Gemar Meloche, there's no chiyuv maaser. Aloikeyach, Rashi says, that kufa that he purchased these anovim, kivin, there's a concept of kivin the zovnei achshevei. That kufa that he purchased it is machshiv di anovim. So Rashi is saying by aloikeyach, it's chayev b'maisa min ha-toyre before Gmar Malacha, because even though I don't have the chshivis of Gmar Malacha, I have the chshivis of Zovnei, which is also a chshivis. Number one. Yisayid number one. So me'mele, so dval we have two yisayids. Number one, in order to be chayev b'maisa min ha-toyre, you need it should be choshev. The normal chshivis is Gmar Malacha. Aloikeach is chayev b'maisa min ha-toyre filo before Gmar Malacha, because there's a concept given the Zovnei Achshimei. Now, a poyel has a schus achile in these peiros. So there'd be a svara to say that it's ke'ilu he purchased these peiros. That means every poyel besides the tashlumei schiris he will acquire, he also gets a schus achilas peiros. That means als poyel he acquired a schus and achilas peiros. So it'd be a svara to say that he is equivalent to a lekeach. So there'd be a svara to say that the zachiv afroshes maisres by a poyel. So the pasuk says kinav shecho. No, it's kinav shecho. Just like by you there's no chiyav maiser because it's before Gmar Malacha. So his achila is an achila of your anovim, and just like that's nafshecha, his achila is just like your achila, and just like your achila, there's no chiyav afroshes maisa because it's before Gmar Malacha. So his achila is also considered before Gmar Malacha, and I don't say even the zovnei achshimei. I don't say that the schus achilas poyel is equivalent to zovnei. That's the chiddush of kenav shecha. Savecha. Now the whole pasuk is coming l'drosha. V'loy achila gase. That you're only permitted to eat till sviya. But more than Sviya, you don't have a schus achila. Kalkel yecholoi sitein, b'shor shatei noisein lekeilev shabalabayis, hatoichel, o b'shor shiato noisein lekeilev shabalabayis, iatoichel. So that the whole schus of achila spoil is tafke, Mishas Gmar Malacha. Fine. Now let us see Taisus. Eima Devar Chermesh Achil Delav Bar Chermesh. So the Gemara said, how do we know all the meaning? So the Gemara says, because it says Chermesh. So everything that's about Chermesh. So the Gemara says, "Aimed the bar chermesh echel, the lav bar chermesh kegoyni lomneis loytechel." That was the Gemara's kasha. So how do you know zaysim and tamarim? V'im taima frek taisves amay lo neilef michermesh frek taisves. Let's make a mamotzim. You're right. Chermesh means a davar, that's it. And all things that are cut with a chermesh, a poyel is a schus achila. So this includes kidneys, fine. Now you're clang a shayla, what about zaysim? Zaysim are not cut with a chermesh. So good. So let's make a mamotim. Just like things which are cut with a chermesh, what's their characteristic? The gedulei kar. And b'shas gmar malacha poyel is a schus achila. So zaysim
Also, a gidul lekake. Make a mamatzino. That means if there'd be a pesach shivis in something that's cut with a chelmesh. No. So you can only something that's cut with a chelmesh. There's no chshivis in something that's cut with a chelmesh. That's a machshir demachl. That means before we're talking about andovim, it's oilulis. So we see in this peri, the Torah gave schusim tanir. This peri, the Torah gave schusim to the kahana. Good. So it's a different type of a peri. You can't learn out a third peri from andovim and koma. But the minute we came to this drash of chelmesh, so we learned kol davar chelmesh, which includes a fill of kidney, so good. So let's make a mamatzino. Ma davar chelmesh gedule karke napoil ezeichel boi. So a goyd ezeisim is also, that's mean, it's gedule karke, make a mamatzino. V'yesh loyma de lohochi lo yafine mi chelmesh, משום דהב יש נקסובים הבוים כאחון. גם היצריך כל למכתב כיסובי בקרם ריח. Why did the Pasuk have to mention קרם? If you will say, I make a mamatzino from chelmesh, kol davar chelmesh, so why did the Torah have to mention קרם? A specific meat. Leilev mi chelmesh. Elevadish neksuv ma boim kechonina veim elamdin. So memele, that's why the Gemara had a problem. That means, I can't say learn out everything from chelmesh, because then kerem is miyuta. So that's why I have neksuv ma boim kechon. So, v'chidorish mikomo kol bali komo. So, the place is fine. Okay. So, now, what did the Gemara say? Chermesh is no good. Maybe dafke bali chermesh, and not zeisim etmorim. So, it says, komo kol bali komo. Fine. So, now, chermesh and komo, I know everything. No kancho elevem, so why does it say kerem? So, the whole Gemara has a gedreit mit the kerem. That's why I didn't learn that from Chelmesh alone. The whole pasuk of Kerem is not coming to Legufa, it's just coming to tell us halachas. But we'll see later, the word Kerem is takeshver. But the Baal Tosfos is saying the pasuk is coming lehilchoisov, it's not coming to tell us, the protistic halachas, but it's not coming to tell us the etzem alocha v'achilas poim. Omar rove lil chaysov. Fine, lil chaysov. Taima the mikol mokim here, Taisha says, lama nichtav kerem. But why does it say kerem? Davalei lemichtav kisovei bishel reyecho. I mean, lechayre, good, everything is sovei, is telling us, is speaking about a poil, reyecha, lemutei, everything, good, everything I darshan. Andovim, but why does it say the word kerem? Let it say kisovei, bishel reyecha, da koma, koma, dechsiv, beis pomim, it says koma, darshin and tabayu, Chad l'rabbis, kol bali komo, chad l'odom betolosh. Why does the Gemara darshan all this? Mishim l'av l'elam ichtav v'komas reyecho, ela v'shel reyecho. So fakert, komo is miyuta. It should have said v'shel reyecho, so komo is kol bali komo. V'shem itzach lei l'shem drosh. So they says, maybe, it's a drosh of Kerem. I don't know what a drosh is. Maybe it's a drosh. The Maram is Kash over here. He says, I mean, Tosfos just opened up a can of worms. Tosfos says, really, that it should have said, B'shel Reyecho. Don't mention anything. B'shel Reyecho. So, Mamela, so that's it. Didn't say B'shel Reyecho. So, Mamela, so, came with me. Rekta, so Rekta Maram, so why didn't the Taket say B'shel Reyecho? then you don't need the chermesh to be marbe kol bari chermesh. You don't need the koma to be marbe kol bari koma. Let us say b'shal reyecha. El olamando megezel kusi muter. Perish pekunteris. So Rashi says, this machloikis, if gezel kusi is muter or not, the b'lektayu v'agoizel lomachl. The machlokes nagayz hamachl. The koshe. So Taisi says, if you look in nagayz hamachl, the hosam afilu man b'shori, loishori ella hafkos halvosoi. Did gezel akam is muta, he holds hafkos halvosoi is muta. Amu b'zeile mamish moidikul alma d'osa. So wait, the mazes nakashe, why do you need kal yechol? Kal yechol lo yisiten, after my kerem yisrael. Kerem akum, you're allowed to put in kelichas. Moses gets a lot of mutter, so he could do more than that. So Rashi said, where do we see that gets a lot of mutter? Gemara goes to the machel. Fatois says, I don't have such a gemara. That gemara says that of course halvo is mutter, but doesn't say that gets a lot of mutter. Eloi mari, the pliktayu lakamam ba mekabu. There's a different gemara that others hamata gets a lot of mutter. The Ike, the Gishori, Zeilosei Mamish. Fine. Okay. So the Tamandim, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. According to that, Mandiyama, the Gezalakum is Muta. So why do you need this Drash of Kerem Reyecha Voloi Shalkus? If Kel Yecha is Muta, Afilik Zeilo is Muta. Vim Taima. Lamanda oma gezel kusi muta, if you hold gezel akam is muta, my ovid lay likro, what does he do with the posik? The vechishav im kainayu. It says a posik by an evid ivri shenim kila akum, that if you're taking him out from the goy, vechishav im kainayu, ekacheshben, how long he worked, how much you owe him, make a cheshbis. The dashine bagoizel basre, yidagdek im kainayu. Make a digdok, how much you worked, how much you owe him. Shlo yiglum olav lo yove olav bakif. That means, so we learn from over there, that you have to make an elach a cheshbin with the goy, how much the eved worked and how much you owe. Fine. Vidorash mehosam, so the Gemara darshan from this posik, v'chishav im keineyu, the gezelakum is also, the gezelakusi is also, fakir, you have to make a cheshbon with the guy, gezelakum is also. Factoises, but according to the mando, the gezelakum is muta, so what do you do with this posik? V'chishav im keineyu, you have to make a cheshbon, how much you work, how much you owe, the gezelakum is muta. The lack of the meme of this feeling, the cry, kshe yodam takif alatzmon. The pasuk is speaking about that you can't steal from them. They're stronger than us, so we can't do anything. Dim kain, if that's the pasuk, heichi koma kro diyetze biyoivu. Heichi yetze biyoivu, vileyakusi leyamichenu lotze. The guy, won't let him. I mean, if you're talking about that the guy is stronger than us, so this whole parsha is not applicable. I mean, you're telling me now he goes out beyond Shkaya. I mean, if the guy is not subordinate to the Eden, and he's stronger than us, so he won't go out in Yovel also. So Kocha, we have to say that Fakert, we're stronger than them, and he has to listen to us. So, and if you'll guess Alakim is Muta, V'yeshloima. So Taisa says, Amir de Kiyasot. The Heiche de Ike Chilul Hashem, Maida de Osa. Is a Chilul Hashem, so then he's Maida de Osa. Shakusi Botach Olav Vinosan Loi Kos Chore. For who Chilul Hashem, and who Yaitse Bechazoke Kaidem Hayevo. So that means like this. So Taisa says, the guy gave money, the guy paid in advance for 6 years. He paid in advance. Now, if you're going to go, the Yid will take the money, the next day you'll tell the guy goodbye, a guten Tag, is a lakam smuta, a guten Tag. So there's a chill Hashem. There's a chill Hashem. He gave you money for 6 years. He trusted you. And then you go and take away his money, and that's a chill Hashem. Because he trusted you. And if you take away the money, that's chill Hashem. So the shaila is, so where's the case of Gezel Akum? It's not chill Hashem. I mean, we're speaking about that Gezel Akum is muta. Eved Ivri Yanim Telakum, there it's also because it's a chill Hashem. So the, but there's a case where Gezel Akum is muta. So the Lechem Abirim says by a poil is not chill Hashem. That means like this. He hired a worker. He didn't give him a penny yet. He didn't pay him yet. And Evadivri is there's trust. There's a mutual trust. He pays out the money before he started working. He gave him the money for 6 years. He trusted him. So then if you take the money and then you tell him goodbye and finished and we're the boss, that's a chill Hashem. I hired a worker, didn't pay him anything yet, and he's going to take more payers. He didn't take more payers. There was no trust, so good, so he's allowed to do that. There's a lot of his money. He's allowed to take more payers. Good, so the guy won't pay him so much. So he took so much payers, he won't pay him so much. There's no chilul Hashem over there. That means because there was no trust. That means after the work, I'll pay you. If I see that you ate up so much, I'll pay you less. But there's no trust. How are you allowed to eat up so much? So some gezel akum is mutter, so it's mutter. That's how the Lechem Abirim says pshat and taisus. Re'acha v'loy shel hegdish. Now this is Amir de Ketaisus. We have a posik that Re'acha kisovei bekerem Re'acha means if you came bekerem Re'acha, so then you're allowed to eat and love him. But if it's bekerem shel hegdish, you're not allowed to eat and love him. So they said, I'm really kikashe. I need a pasuk. Hegdish is also bachila, it's also bano. So I need a pasuk. Pasuk is not enough. Kerem shel hegdish, you're not allowed to eat the peiros, shkoyach. So Taisi says, I'm more of the Kipshat in the Gemara, the Salke Daiter, ki heiche du shori rachmone ise gezel, sha'oichol mishal chaveroi, ochinam me yavamine du shori mishal hekish. I'm more of the Kipshat. Taisi says that over here, we see a poil is allowed to eat mishal balabais. Now he's allowed to eat Michel Balabais. It's the Balabosses. So the Torah was matter by a poil, the Issa Gezel, Amoyo de Kizach. Hey, Lati. So the Torah was matter the Issa Gezel. So I would think, just like the Torah was matter the Issa Gezel, the Torah was also matter. The Torah was also matter the Issa Hegdish. By the poet. So it says, no, this he said the Torah was not matter. That's a Tosfos learns pshat. That's why I need a posuk of Reyech. Rav Chaim brings down, there's a Tosfos later, I didn't see it yet, but the Tosfos says later, the halacha is that a nozer a nozer is working in a kerem, he's not allowed to eat an oven. He's a nozer. And Taisa also brings down if it's Maisa Sheini, a person was working by Maisa Sheini, and it's Chutzlu Shalim, he's not allowed to eat it because it's Chutzlu Shalim. So Taisa says, why not? Here I see by Hegdush, I have a person that I would think he's allowed to eat Hegdush. Just like the Torah was Matavisa Gezu, so I would think the Torah was Matavisa Hegdush. So this is a special person. No, the Torah was not Matavisa Hegdush. Good. So by Hegdush, you have a posik. But the Issa Nozer, the Issa Maisha Sheni Chutz L'Chaim, I don't have a posik. So I should say this husband, just like the Torah was Matavisa Gezu, the Torah was Matavisa Gezu, the this is Shitas HaTaisvus. Abchaim and Hilchus Mila, you will see later Taisvus HaKash, once a vem for Taisvus Kashe, Abchaim al Rambam, Perik Ches Halocha Aleph, me Hilchus Mila, he wants to say this is not Pshat in the Gemara. He says, Bechlal, it's very schwer to say such a pshat. What I would think, just like the Torah was matter, he said, yes, the Torah was matter. He said, Eglish, the Torah said, no, this Eglish I was. He says, Yisurim imamoyna leyofina. How would you such a hamamina? Just like the Torah was matter, he said, yes, the Torah was matter, he said, Eglish. These are two frequencies. This is moment, this is this. So Rav Chaim wants to say a different pshat in our Gemara. He says the Yisod of Issa Mila by Hegdish is an Issa Gezel. You're not allowed to steal a Mila Los Hashinoi. The whole Issa to be Moil by Hegdish is because you're Gezel Hegdish. So he says, what got a poil? Not the Torah was matter. A poil's allowed to steal, the chassis working. Chas v'sholem. The Torah gave a poil a schus achil on what he's working. That means he's working, whatever he's working in, the Torah gave him a schus achil. So the schus achil means, legabi, the achil, what I'm allowed to eat, it's mine. Because the Torah gave it to me. So if a cat, I would have a havamina by Hegdish, there's no Issa Mila, there's no Issa Hegdish. Because I'm not taking away from Hegdish. This is mine. That's what I would think. It's only an Issa Gezel. So the Pasuk says, Reyecho, that by Hegdish you don't have a Schus Achille. That's what the Torah was Megala. Now, we didn't give you a schus achila by Hegdish. So memeila, for sure, you're not allowed to take it because you don't have a schus achila. She says, memeila, anozer, for sure, anozer is not allowed to eat anovim. Because since he's allowed to, he has a schus achila, he's allowed to eat anovim, he's anozer, not eat anovim. So if I care, the soul have a meaning that there should be a head that's only by Hegdish. Because Hegdish is a gezel, so I would think since the poil has chusi achilas, it's not so. Forget this chelik of the kerem shall Hegdish belongs to the poil, so it's not gezel Hegdish. So the Torah was mechadish that in Hegdish he doesn't have a chus achilas, and with this he wants to emphasize Taisvus Kasha later. The Sanya Beperik Vlad Chatos, Apoilim Lo Yoichlu Gregreis Hegdish. Now this is Adin. Apoilim, when they're working, Tolush Mustama, they can't eat Gregreis Hegdish. Vechain Torah, there's a din of Leisachsim Sher Bedishai. So if my Sher is working by Hegdish, so I'm not allowed to let the poor eat karshine hegdish. Umapik lo bigmore, and the Gemara says, how do we know this? Disha ishel loch, v'loi disha ishel hegdish. So we have a new miyat, disha ishel hegdish is awesome. V'af apoyelim yalef leitne, this is Taisash Tiktoyre, that from disha we can also learn out that poyelim cannot eat mishel hegdish. The same pasuk disha that we learn out leisachsa, we learn out that it does not apply by dayish alegdish, we learn out by poelim also. So Taisva says, Taisva says, how do you know we learn out dochin amilin yin gemam alocha damaisa legaminim bepoel elami dayish? So we learn out the from dayish alochas which are written by Leisachsim Shor Bedisha, we learn out Poyel from that. Legabi Gimam Alocha from Maisa. So we learn that also, Dishoi, Leidai Shalagdish. Vim Kain, Faktaisis Rayecha, Lomali, Lamutei Hegdish, I can learn out from Disha. That's Taisvis Kasha. So Rab Chaim wants to say, that these are two different parshas. The inyan of leisachsim sher b'dishoy is not a gezel dikedin. At the pole has a schusay achile. Because the din is a filu, a bailim, on his dayish, on his pole is leisachsim sher b'dishoy. So that means he's also not allowed to be chaysim shoyroy. It's not someone else's pole. So this is a besondere din. There's a besondere din leisachsim sher b'dishoy that you're not allowed to be chois b'shas the dayish. You're not allowed to be choisim dayish shaloi, but a dayish said you're not allowed to be machul. There's no issa of leisachsim. But from that you can't learn out a poyel. A poyel, that what a poyel eats is because he has chusay mamin to eat. If he has chusay mamin to eat, so there shouldn't be an iser hegdish. So that's why I need a special pasuk of Reyecho that he doesn't have a chus. You cannot learn the iser leisachsim. The iser leisachsim and the chus achilas poyu are two different dinim. So you can't learn out one from the other. That's how Rab Chaim wants to emphasize this discussion.